going to try to walk through it. Any volunteers to help, I would gratefully accept their assistance. You have a great week. See you Friday.
What's happening right now and what the latest breaking news is.
When we look at the world, what are the major issues that really make a difference, especially from God's perspective? We're talking about the Middle East peace. We're talking about the ruling by the California Supreme Court that homosexuals can marry. We're talking about the legalizing of sodomy. Those are huge issues. Perhaps they won't be the leading issues in the presidential election in the fall, or perhaps they will. Nonetheless, those are some of the issues that are in the news today. There's been a poll taken in California, and 54% of Californians back the passing of a marriage amendment. Here's the story. More than half of California residents would support amending the state constitution to outlaw gay marriage, according to a poll published on Friday. The Los Angeles Times KTLA poll of 834 Californians, 705 of them registered voters, found that 54% of the voters surveyed backed a gay marriage ban proposed for the November ballot, and 35% opposed it. Now, I want you to notice this article carefully. See what kind of journalism this is here. Okay, so far we've learned that in this poll, 54% are ready to back a gay marriage ban in the Constitution of California. That means the judges could no longer overrule it because it would be part of California's Constitution. 35% oppose it. Now, the story goes on to say the ballot initiative follows a May 15 ruling by the states legalizing same-sex nuptials. But with so many months to go before the election and the court's decision only a week old, the survey results suggest the initiative's supporters' edge could evaporate, said the newspaper's poll director, Susan Pickus. Although the amendment to reinstate the ban on same-sex marriage is winning by a small majority, this may not bode well, Pincus said. If the amendment qualifies for the ballot and passes in November, it would overturn the Supreme Court's decision and set the stage for further legal wrangling that would leave the validity of same-sex marriage performed between now and then in doubt. The poll conducted by telephone on Tuesday and Wednesday had a margin of error of plus or minus 3 percentage points for all respondents and 4 points for registered voters. Now, I want to stop and look at this. This is some of the most jaded, slanted piece of reporting I've seen in a while. First thing we learn, 54% favor the adoption of a ban on same-sex marriage, a constitutional amendment. 35% oppose it. But when the reporter gets a hold of it, she really blurs the lines, because listen to what she says. But with so many months to go before the election and the court's decision only a week old, the survey results suggest there's edge could evaporate. Why doesn't it
evaporate?
Why doesn't it suggest that the opponents to gay marriage, their their support could grow.
Well, and the other thing here, I happen to have foreknowledge because I'm from L.A., KTL.
I don't believe it was the official Air Force explanation that is a balloon of any sort.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a minute with Richard Dolan. We're talking about UFOs.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Richard Dolan. We're talking about what happened at Roswell. And, of course, you know, here's where it all started as far as most Americans were concerned. There had been UFO sighting before that, but suddenly something crashes at Roswell, and everything is done to make us believe, oh, it was just a weather balloon. You can trust us. We're from the government. Why, we wouldn't lie to you, but it's all top secret, and nobody can get into the government files. So you pick the story up there, Richard.
Well, in 1947, Americans were very inclined to believe their government. After all, their government and military just won the Second World War. And people were, it was a different country, a different world in a sense. Something went down, and, you know, one thing to keep in mind is that whatever crashed at Roswell or north of Roswell was in the midst of a very intense wave of UFO sightings, flying saucer sightings, as they were called at the time, all across the western U.S., not just the Southwest, but also the Pacific Northwest. There was a lot going on, a great deal of interest. People were talking about these so-called flying saucers. And in the midst of all of that, one of these things goes down. And it went down in such a way that the U.S. Army commander at the Roswell Army Air Base said to the world, yes, we've gotten one of those flying discs. And then 3 hours later, a second press release comes out and says, no, just a weather balloon. Now, the weather balloon explanation we all know is false. Many years later, after the Roswell case got resurrected, after some very intrepid researchers started digging into it, they realized that the weather balloon story was bogus. The Air Force took the initiative, very intelligent, very smart, and they said, well, we'll redo, we'll study it again, because Congress was starting to look into it. And they said, oh, well, it was a balloon, but it was a special kind of balloon project known as Mogul, which had a top secret mission, and so on and so on. Well, Mogul is pretty bogus, too, in my opinion. I think a lot of people who've looked into it do not buy it. So now we're left with what other explanations, conventional explanations, can there be? Could it be a missile test that went awry? After all, we were doing missile tests with German scientists brought over from the Second World War. Some of these guys were not supposed to be here legally. Is it possible we were trying to hide that? Well, there's no evidence that this is the case either. On the other hand, you have a large number of witnesses who have claimed that the material that was seen at Roswell was highly exceptional, had unusual markings. There are claims that there were bodies. When I look at the sum total of the evidence, I think that a genuine UFO with alien bodies went down at Roswell. That's my opinion.
No, we hear stories about the autopsy of one of these aliens. We've even seen it on television, or at least certainly on the internet. But is that all part of the misinformation to mislead us?
Well, look, one thing you can say about alien autopsies is that, independent of the Fox autopsy, the one that appeared on Fox by Ray Santilli, supposedly said that this is all a hoax anyway. One thing that is true is that for 50 years there have been stories within the military of individuals being taken to see an autopsy film. In fact, just in research for my book today, I was going over yet one more of these. There's about a good dozen or so that you can pull out. So the story would be like a guy would be brought into a military theater, given no briefing whatsoever, and being sat down with some other guys and shown this film. And the film would be of a medical-type facility with these little bodies on slabs, and they'd be aliens, and they'd be having medical procedures or autopsies done on them. Now, this is a fact that these claims have been going on for decades. The people who have been saying them seem to be quite legitimate. One of them died in the Challenger explosion in 1986. That was Lieutenant Colonel Ellison Onizuka, who told this story to Clark McClelland, who worked at NASA for many years, shortly before the Challenger exploded. Onizuka said that, when he was a young officer, back in the early 70s, he'd had this experience. He was taken in, and he was totally baffled. Why was I being shown this film? Made no sense. There were other stories going back to the 1950s of military personnel being shown these movies. So there's something going on there. Now, is the military just playing games with these people? Maybe as an intelligence test, they create, for some odd reason, a fake alien autopsy. Well, I guess it's possible. But it's also possible, I should think, that they're showing them a legitimate autopsy and then seeing how they react to it. Maybe. I don't know what's going on. What I can say is that there are many cases of alleged alien autopsies. Back in the 70s, Leonard Stringfield was investigating this. Stringfield was a very senior UFO researcher at the time and spoke to a number of inside people who discussed alien autopsies with him. One of them was the doctor himself who had done it. Stringfield looked into this guy's background very extensively. He was a very prominent surgeon in the northeastern U.S. Stringfield was satisfied that he had gotten this guy's career and vetted him out and so forth. So it seems to me that if the beings come down, and if they're dead, we're going to autopsy them. Now, the autopsy film might have been a fake, and it would be a fake for the following reason. Let's say you really need to keep the whole thing secret. Well, what better way than to put out a fake version? You put out a fake version, everyone says, ah, fake, there you go. And now you've really disabled the opposition.
And it's really a very, very clever technique. We've seen the same technique used down to the centuries to discredit people, you know, who saw something and experienced something and then written about it. And then now, of course, the whole thing is that it was a hoax. And it was sort of like President Bush's military record brought up during the 2004 election. And, there's no question at all that he really didn't participate in the National Guard there. But they got somebody to make the statement that he didn't. And then that fellow was discredited, and they discredited the story. It's a very clever
one. It was brilliantly done.
Right.
I mean, cold-blooded, but they did exactly what they needed to do to win that point. And they succeeded. And this is a classic disinformation. And I think this is exactly what has happened with the infamous alien autopsy footage. Let me just add, though, that I've never been happy with. It's been 10 years now of argument on this autopsy, more than that. And what I find is that everyone is so quick to jump. Yes, it's fake. No, it's not fake. Yes, it's fake. And I find it a very, it's more interesting to watch the debate than to really to hear what some of these people are saying. Everyone's very quick. Once there's an admission of a hoax, people are very, very quick to say, well, that proves it. I'm still interested in hearing, you know, the specifics of how that hoax was created. I'm not saying it wasn't created, but I'd like to get some specifics as to, you know, what was going on.
Well, of course, if there really was an autopsy would have been carried out by the government, why would they ever release those films unless it was for a specific purpose, and that would be simply confuse the issue. So go right ahead.
The only time it would come out is if it were leaked accidentally.
Right.
And that was the story about how that particular autopsy did get out. It was said that it was, you know, this elderly man who'd had these tapes for a long, long time just let them out, the film. But, the only way it's going to get out is by mistake. I mean, by a leak. They're not going to do it intentionally. This problem is so much bigger than they are. And it hasn't ended. The U.S. military encounters these objects to this very day. A couple of these stories make it out to the news. A very famous case from January of this year at Stephenville, Texas, in which a number of F-16s were seen by upwards of 50 people to be chasing this enormous object across the skies of Texas. And this object easily was able to outperform our F-16s.
Richard, would you hold your sending the mouthpiece on your telephone just a little further away, because we're just getting a little feedback.
If you just hang on here.
Back it up just a little bit, why it'll be a lot better.
There we go. How's that?
That's ever so much better. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Go right ahead.
So that's, you know, the thing is that there's a long history of military confrontation with these objects, which tells me that, you know, if someone's going to explain these as a secret black project, that if all UFOs are a secret terrestrial technology, then, you know, you've got to explain why we keep chasing these things all the time. Is it a rogue government? Is it a rogue group? Well, maybe that's the case, but there's something going on here where they don't all belong to us. Now, I do think that there is a program in place to try to replicate this technology to whatever extent we're able to. That's another issue. And I think that we've acquired some technology and that there is a very large covert community to study this and to try to make what they can out of it. That, I think, requires a lot of money. I think this is another reason for the secrecy to continue, because it's making a huge amount of money for certain groups who benefit from it. Not all for just keeping national security and keeping people safe. A lot of it is to keep the gravy train coming in, too, I think.
All right. Well, of course, now we hear these stories over and over again. And they seem to appear on a regular basis, and then sometimes we don't hear about them for months, and then they appear again. Are they appearing all over the world? Certainly the only ones we hear about are the ones right here in the United States.
Oh, UFO sightings? They appear all over the world.
Right.
Every day. Not a day goes by when something's not going on. If you go now to the National UFO Reporting Center on the web, run by Peter Davenport, Peter publishes approximately 5,000 reports a year, every year. And he gets 4 to 5 times that number every year. It isn't, I mean, a lot of them are just goofy hoax type things. But once he puts up, he's inclined to think are more legitimate. Can't check them out. But the number of reports is just astonishing. And that's right. Mainly from an English-speaking audience. So you get them from around the world.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Richard Dolan right here at Genesis.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who has a business, credit card, automobile, medical, or unsecured loan debt of $10,000 or more, and you can't make your monthly payments, why don't you call David Lemure and his debt settlement company at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, because they'll contact your creditors, they'll negotiate a 30 to 60% reduction of what you owe, and arrange for a convenient payment schedule that'll get you out of debt in 12 to 36 months. Why don't you call today? Because the penalties and interest on your debt is increasing, and call David Lemure at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, and start getting out of debt today.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Richard Dolan, we're talking about UFOs, the alien phenomenon, and I think we both agree that the government is intentionally covering this up
and they're lying to the American people now. Sidney, has anybody ever gotten into the government files and seen what's really there, Richard?
Well, yes and no. Depends on how deep you're talking. I mean, we know that for the last 35 or so years, we've had a relatively up-and-down Freedom of Information Act. When that act is in its up phase, in the late 1970s, for instance, and to some extent in the mid-90s, it was a little easier to get documents out of the National Archives pertaining to UFOs. The golden era was really in the late 70s under Jimmy Carter. The country was in a particular mood at that time, probably the most liberal public mood of the 20th century, I think, when it was after Watergate, after Vietnam, people promoted a very strong FOIA, and that resulted in thousands of pages of UFO documents being released. Now, even then, however, it was never a cakewalk. Back then, you would be able to get certain classified documents up to the level of secret, talking about this topic, and that's significant, certainly, but there's also top secret, and top secret documents have almost never, in any practical sense, top secret documents have not really been released on UFOs, the only exceptions being a few from the National Security Agency, which are all blacked out, so they don't really have any information on them. So there's the secrecy, you know, you're allowed to get to a certain level. Those documents that we have that are confirmed tell us a lot. And they don't tell us, there's no single memo that says, gosh, these aliens, what a pain in the neck they are. What are we going to do about them? But there are a number of documents that are nearly at that level, which describe incredible violations of airspace by unknown objects in which U.S. aircraft are scrambled to intercept them. And these we have quite a few of. And they tell us that there's something serious going on. And those alone should be sufficient to move public discussion forward on this matter. And yet it's now been 35 years, and the mainstream media and the political institutions of this country have not done a thing about it. I mean, not a thing. And some of these encounters are just incredible. We're talking about pilots' lives being at risk and going after some of these things. And they're not just American encounters, by the way. The military cases from throughout the Western Hemisphere and Europe and Russia and China. So that's what we absolutely have confirmed. Now, then there are leaked documents that are not confirmed. And who knows what to say about these. I think some of them look very good. You can't be sure. Some of these I refer to are on the website of Dr. Bob and Ryan Wood, Majestic documents. They have a long history. People have argued about them since they've been released various stages through the 90s and today. If you know, you do a detailed analysis of some of these documents, which all of which are said to have leaked from the government, they give a very, very detailed story about crash retrievals and cover-up and so forth, very explicitly referring to the UFO phenomena. But whether or not those documents are legitimate, and I'm inclined on a good day to think they are, it's difficult to use them in any kind of public forum until you really prove that they're legitimate, and I don't think that's been done yet. And then the other thing you can say is there are unofficial leaks. Even in my position, I'm not a big shot, but I have people who come to me every so often with interesting stories. Some of these individuals are prominent individuals who have very good connections, and they tell me things. I've had one very senior scientist who knows a number of U.S. presidents say to me point blank that he knew for a fact, not speculation, but absolute fact, that at deeply secret levels in our society, in our national security complex, that there are programs to study alien technology and bodies. This individual is famous and, I suppose, trusted me not to give up his identity. So, I'll let it work.
All right, fine. Well, what do you think that these are? I mean, do you think that they are aliens from outer space, from another dimension? Do you think they may be some sort of a supernatural or metaphysical manifestation?
I don't know. I go through this. I ask myself this question frequently and often. To me, it's interesting, but it's really less germane than trying to nail down the fact that there's something here that is being hidden. I don't even know what it means half the time when people say another dimension. I think when people start talking about other dimensions, and most of the time, they don't know what they're talking about either. It just sounds really good. Maybe it's true. But the thing is, they're not us. There's some other intelligence coming from some other place.
And certainly, I'd rather a superior intelligence in many ways. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Richard Dolan right here at Genesis.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, we have with us Richard Dolan. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And before we go on, Richard, would you like to tell our listener about your books, about your website, any other information you'd like to get out?
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Stan. My book is called UFOs and the National Security State. As I mentioned earlier, it's about 500 pages of history. Dealing with, sometimes I might call it the real live X-Files. My website is at http://keyholepublishing.com. That's keyholepublishing.com, just like looking through a keyhole. And that's got a lot of articles I've been writing. I just wrote a new article that I put up on my website about a week ago. You can just read it. Called Orwellian America, 9/11 and the Road to Iran. But most of what I put up there is UFO related, I guess, cover-up conspiracy type thing.
All right, fine. Of course, Richard is going to be at the Conspiracy Conference. That's going to be the 7th and 8th of June. That's a little less than 2 weeks away. And we are going to be there, at least on Sunday. I can't make it on Saturday, but our table will be there, and Steve will be managing the table. So we'll look forward to seeing you there on Sunday. And for our listeners out there, if you want more information about the Conspiracy Conference, as they say, it's going to be held on the 7th and 8th of, the 7th and 8th of June. Why the number to call is 925-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. That's 429-6844. And there are going to be some great speakers there. Well, Richard, now, of course, you've compiled the book, so you've got one book out, another one's going to be out soon, and the other one will be out before very long. What do you hope to accomplish with the books, since we really don't know anything about them other than the fact that there's something there, the government's lying about it, and the government's trying to cover up? Why do you think they're trying to cover up?
We know a lot, and that's exactly why I am writing the books.
Okay.
We don't have every single answer. We don't know all of, who is or what is behind the UFO phenomenon exactly, but we know a lot. We know that there's something important going on, that the government in the United States is covering up, and that, if nothing else, is certainly worth its own history. And so my goal is to document as clearly as possible, using standard historical methods of argumentation and documentation, to show that this is a cover-up. Simple as that.
That
it has gone on through the years.
Why does the government officials, in some administration, just come out and say, look, this is what it is, we know that this is what's happened, we know there's something there. Why are they lying to the American people?
I think there's a couple of good answers to it. One, go back 50, 60 years and put yourself in the position of the people who started the secrecy. Let's say, pretend that you're Harry Truman. Your top advisor one day comes up to you and says, sir, we have recovered technology that does not appear to have originated from our civilization. Now you've got this incredible bit of information. What exactly do you do with it? Do you tell the world? Well, you might not. And the reason you might not is because you're in this thing called the Cold War, and you didn't want the Soviets to get access to this technology. And if you announce that you got something, then it becomes very difficult to keep it from nations that you may not want to have access to it. You also want to perhaps find out, who are these other people? Do I have to worry about them? So, you know, what I think Truman did initially was to say, let's form a very, very secret group here, figure out what we need to do. I want you to figure out this technology, by the way, and we'll come up with a variety of contingency plans. If we need to tell the public, fine, let's get that together. You know, all of the logical things that I think most people would probably think to do, I think is exactly what they did. Now, that's 60 years ago. What about today? Well, it's quite possible that the reality of this is a very disruptive thing. And first of all, you've got now, the longer the secrecy goes, you've got a growing political problem. Is how do you release this information without a lot of heads rolling? You've got media. I mean, my God, I can imagine the bloodbath in the media that would take place once UFO reality is established. Or the political situation, or the military. Because people are going to be angry, and there would be a lot of political payback that would be that would have to be made. I am convinced that there will be no disclosure until there are absolute guarantees within the military, within the intelligence community, that those people responsible for the secrecy are not going to be prosecuted. I can guarantee you that they are very worried that if this secret comes out, that they are going to be on the line, and they don't want that. That's one problem. The other problem is, what if there are... Let's say the president makes an announcement. Let's say he says, okay, well, the aliens are here. Well, what does he say then? You know, good night, everyone, I'm going on vacation. Not really. There's a lot of follow-up questions. What about abduction? Suddenly, phenomenon of alien abduction may not seem so outrageous. you acknowledge that they're here. And then when you start getting into the nature of them, have they infiltrated our society? One question is going to start leading to another, to another. And then you have questions about the alleged underground network, labyrinth of underground bases, tunnel systems, which I think are real. Who paid for all of those? Well, we paid for those and didn't even realize it. There's many, many issues. And then what if the aliens have a better version of steel or of our petroleum? Well, in the long run, that's a wonderful thing. I think we'd all be very happy with a solution to our petroleum problem right now. We're paying $4 up for a gallon of gas. In the short term, however, this will cause major financial hardship and even panic and possibly collapse. You're going to have major industries that are not going to be happy about the fact that their industry has suddenly become obsolete. Stock values are going to plummet. Very likely. It'll be a very unstable situation. So there's a lot to worry about. In the long run, take a philosophical point of view, the human race needs to know this. And frankly, it's inevitable. Our pace of change is going so fast that 10, 20 years from now, we're not going to look like the civilization we look like today. I mean, think about what 15 years of internet has done for the world. Right? And with that, you know, we're not going to stop all of a sudden and just stay the way we are. We're going to continue to develop. So things are happening very fast. We're in a state of great economic, political, and technological flux. I believe that that's going to force this issue. It's going to happen very suddenly without anyone planning it, very likely, but it will happen. We're never, ever going to be ready for this disclosure, but it's going to happen to us nevertheless. I mean, we all have family members. We all know what I'm talking about. We've got a lot of relatives who, I mean, you and me and many people listening, yes, they're onto it. They understand that there's very likely something bizarre going on here, but we have a lot of people that we know who are not even at the kindergarten level here. And when it comes down, my gosh, it's going to be a real kick in the teeth for these people.
Well, now, do you think that there is some superior intelligence and technology out there, technology that we don't have that we're trying to get from these other beings, or aliens, or call them what you will?
Well, absolutely, that's an issue. And we can also ask, is that a wise thing for us to get or not? But that's another issue. It's probably inevitable that at some point we're going to be trying to get that. I think what's been going on for 50-plus years is that we have been attempting very covertly to try to make sense out of their technology with a level of success that I don't really know. I don't know how successful we have been. I hear things like they're so far ahead of us we don't have a chance to understand what they've got to, we've come up with a couple of nifty ideas based on possession of their technology, like high tensile fibers and maybe improvements on integrated circuits and so forth, maybe superconductivity. All of these are claims, but certainly we're going to be trying to improve our technology and presumably to solve some of our problems, but I don't think those problems are going to be so easy to solve.
Well, now, of course, we hear all sorts of talk about when people are abducted by these aliens. There seem to be all sorts of sexual connotations, collecting sperm, collecting eggs, doing intimate examinations. Have you heard these stories?
Many. Absolutely, yes. Many, many. These other beings are interested in our DNA. They're interested in our reproductive capabilities. I mean, look, if you were an alien here on Earth studying the most technologically advanced species, that is humans, it's very likely that you'd want to take a few samples yourself. You'd want to play around with their DNA, very possibly. If you were concerned about that species, which I think they are, you might even try to infiltrate them. You might try to create a transgenic or hybrid type of being that can infiltrate its way into that society. I think that's exactly what they have done. I don't have proof, but I think that that's what they've done. There's enough evidence in the UFO research literature to make me think that there are beings who look just like you and me, but they're not just like you and me. They are from them, and they have their own mission. So,
well, of course, you know, when we used to watch The X-Files, I had a feeling sometimes when I was watching The X-Files, I was seeing a lot more reality than I saw on ABC, CBS, and NBC. What do you think of that?
I think sometimes that was true. Chris Carter always said that, you know, well, he just had good researchers. Those researchers were many of them right on the cutting edge of UFO research. Certainly not every aspect, and I think there were a lot of liberties that were taken, but the idea of a human-looking ET, this sounds kind of crazy, like Invasion of the Body Snatchers type stuff, but in the literature, in the research, there's good reason to consider that this is in fact what's going on.
Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And of course,
one other thing about this, which is that when you start considering all of the possible implications, and I say possible because I don't know for sure that all of these are real, but I think some of them are probably true. It's not hard for me to see why secrecy is such a desirable policy for those who have this secret. Because there are, go back 20 plus years to when Mikhail Gorbachev became leader of the Soviet Union. That was 1985. I was a young student doing a lot of Soviet studies at that time. I was 23 years old that year. And I remember Gorbachev very well. I was very excited. I mean, here was the leader of the big, bad, closed-up Soviet Union who was all of a sudden talking about openness and restructuring. I had a professor at that time, in fact, who was such a hardliner. He said, that's a lot of bull. There's no way. It's just a communist ruse. He literally said that to me. Well, it wasn't a ruse, and 6 years later, there was no Soviet Union. What happened? Well, the process of reform, I think, spiraled out of control for Gorbachev. You talk about openness, and suddenly some of the people in your country say, hey, great, well, we don't want to be in your country. Remember, you took us over in 1940. Yeah, well, we weren't too happy. And so once you open the lid a little bit, things happen, you lose control. And it's the same thing with UFO disclosure. That lid comes open a little bit, and we have no idea where we're going to come out.
It
could be a completely different government.
All right, well, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. What are they? Do you have an idea? Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree with Richard. This is one of the most fascinating subjects, and it's a key to, in my estimation, to understanding what's really going on in the world today. Because, obviously, the people that control our country do not want the American people to know the truth about these beings, whatever they are. And, of course, they are amazing technology. How do you explain, Richard, that we hear these stories about these spaceships, UFOs going, straight 5,000 miles an hour and then doing an abrupt right turn and defying the laws of physics? How could they repeal the laws of physics?
I don't think that they have repealed the laws of physics. They're obviously able to do... They understand things that we do not yet understand. There are leading-edge physicists this very day who study these reports, and they are able to make sense of them. They say this is not a violation of the laws of physics. It's a violation of the laws of old-fashioned Newtonian physics, but it's a much more complicated universe out there, apparently, than what we learned in grade school.
What about the Area 51, places like that? We hear a lot about that, secret area where government is doing these
tests. Area 51 is in Nevada. It's part of a much larger area that belongs to the U.S. government, mostly the Air Force, but there's also the Department of Energy's out that way. The real Area 51 is sort of shorthand for Groom Lake Facility. It's out in the middle of nowhere in Nevada. And at Groom Lake, there absolutely is secret... U.S. military activity is a secret base that's been there for years and years and years. We learned about it, the public first learned about it, I should say, through the auspices of Bob Lazar and journalist George Knapp back about 20 years ago. Bob Lazar claimed that he worked at Area 51, or actually just south of it, a place called S4, where he worked on an alien flying saucer. Now, the thing was, people said, well, that's That's crazy talk. It turns out there was such a place. Lazar described it accurately and correctly. So then the only thing that is left is there alien technology at this place? And that, of course, is where the argument has continued to this day. I will point out that a number of journalists have investigated, have developed inside sources at Area 51. George Knapp is among them. He's developed about a dozen or so sources independent of Bob Lazar. And these people have, he says, corroborated, by and large, most of what Lazar has said, that is, of the existence of ET technology there. Another journalist back in the 1980s, long before Lazar was in the news, a fellow named James Goodall, interviewed many workers at Groom Lake who told him that we have things in that desert that are better than Star Trek, better than anything you see in Star Wars or in the movies. That's, you know, more than 20 years ago. So there's something going on there. They have technology, whether they made it or whether aliens made it, that is far, far beyond anything that we're doing. One thing I would also like to point out in terms of the problems of disclosure, it seems like a minor issue, but my God, the lawsuit. For example, there's very good reason to believe that we've made significant advances in electrogravitics. That is a type of anti-gravity technology. It also appears that this could have been used on the commercial airline industry
for many years. We're out of time. We've got to get you back. I'll get you on my other program. So call it. God bless. Thanks so much.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, of course, what are the UFOs? Well, I believe they're demonic manifestations. I believe they're manifestations of the other dimension, of the supernatural dimension, the very real supernatural dimension that mediums and fortune tellers and the others tack into. And, of course, the last thing they want is for the American people to understand that this other dimension is real, that there really are people from that dimension who are working within our society. They look just like you and me. Or the people who look just like you and me are under their control. If you doubt that, well, you just give us a call. We'll be glad to send you the pamphlet put out by the Luciferians. It's entitled The Workings of the Spiritual Hierarchy. And these are demonic beings, of course, the Elder Brothers, the Ancients of Wisdom. They've always been here. Of course, they are manifestations of the supernatural dimension and part of this eternal battle between God and Satan. We have a great DVD. It's called Government Secrecy and UFOs, put out by my good friend Bob Fletcher. Of course, Bob believes that these are aliens. I don't. I believe they're demonic manifestations. We've got a great book called Alien Intervention. Alien Intervention, and of course it's written from a Christian's perspective, and you have to understand that there is another dimension, and people are able actually to tap into it, but you don't want to for fear, of course, losing your eternal soul. If you have not yet heard my talk on the secret, the forbidden secret. That's the forbidden secret. You really need to get that. The forbidden secret, of course, will take you into this whole subject of the other dimension. And there are, of course, many people down through the ages, the great philosophers of the past, all were part of the mystery of religions, and the secret was you could tap into the other dimension and get great power and knowledge and wealth. Of course, by tapping into that, but of course at the cost of your eternal soul. If you've not yet seen the DVDs we carry, they sold their souls for rock and roll. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, you'll need to get it. So let me suggest, once again, the book, The Alien Intervention, the DVD, Government Secrecy and UFOs, dealing specifically with that subject. And then, of course, my talk on the forbidden secret, and of course on the planned police state, because you need to get the syllabus with both of those talks, and there you'll actually see information that is put out by the other side. I mean, they're quite open. They talk about this, but they figure you're too dumb ever to, of course, get their material or to understand what it's about. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness, available either on tape or certainly available on DVD or available on VHS. You need to understand what we are up against, because we're dealing with supernatural forces, and our job, well, we can't, of course, combat supernatural forces in the spiritual realm, but we can bring people into a personal relationship with our Lord, and we are to be doing the best that we can while we're here. So, again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And of course, this battle is being fought. It's a spiritual battle, but it's being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, or economic, educational battlefield, but it is truly a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Once you understand that, of course, you can understand why the people in positions of power do not want the public to know, because they do not want them to understand the spiritual battle. What is the objective? The objective is to bring about a world government, to destroy Christianity, to create a new religion, and enthrone Lucifer, or at least Lucifer's representative, who is the Antichrist. And of course, you remember, there is an unholy Trinity, and just there is a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So there is Satan, or Lucifer, there's the Antichrist and the false prophet. Everything within the other dimension, of course, is a mirror image of Christianity, an intense hatred of Christianity. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, and then our number, 1-800-544-8927. We'll be right back.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable